In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
I want to jump ahead for just a minute before turning to today's gospel reading. When I see people for spiritual direction or teaching or chrismation or baptism preparation or whatnot, I usually set a chair right over here with a candle in between us. And I try to time it so that I have 5 or 10 minutes of quiet meditation before the person comes in. Just some silent me and God time. So not so long ago, I was in my spot there, and I found myself staring at the icon of the resurrection of Lazarus, which is usually on the back wall, so I have a direct line of sight. I took it down because I wanted to show it today, but this is the icon that I was looking at. As I was looking at this icon, I had this epiphany. I am actually featured in this icon. If you remember the story of Lazarus, he's a friend of Jesus who dies. And Lazarus is dead 4 days before Jesus comes for a visit. And when Jesus goes to the tomb with the mourners, he tells the people to roll away the stone. Now, St. Martha says aloud what everyone there is thinking. This is a warm climate, and he's been dead 4 days. His decaying body is going to stink. But they do take away the stone, and Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Now, where do I come in? How am I in the icon? Well, I notice in this icon here, but there is a man standing in the background holding a cloth over his nose and mouth. He's waiting for the cloud of decay to reach his face, to reach his senses. He's expecting the stench and the nausea. In other words, he doesn't really believe that Jesus can pull this off. And that reminded me of me. Now, not all the time, mind you, but I am chagrined to admit that too many moments in my life, things have been so painful, so broken, so disorienting, so hopeless, that I act like God can't pull off a meaningful redemption. I act like this guy waiting for the fallout. I mean, I kind of think God could work a sign. I think about that up in my head. But I'm not convinced here in my heart yet. So I have this mixed reaction. I want to see if the grace of God will actually come. But I'm ready with my cloth, as it were, just like the guy in the icon. I'm ready for the best, but at the same time expecting the worst. And when good things get bad, my ego self, it circles the wagons. And I try to look from behind to see if God's grace will show. But I've still got all my defenses up because I fear. Because I am in pain. In today's gospel story, Jesus encounters a dad with a tormented son. The boy has seizures. He can't speak. Because of this unclean spirit, he throws himself into the fire and into the water. And it's been going on since childhood. This has gone on a long time. I mean, talking about having a loving heart ripped open, and pain and fear. That's the dad in today's gospel story. And so the dad says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion and help us." Now, Jesus catches how the dad worded his request. If you can. If. Not since you can help, but if you can. The dad has enough faith to ask Jesus, but not enough to say since you can. He can only get up to if. His faith is only like this level, if you can help. And Jesus says, everything is possible to the one who believes. And then the dad says those deeply human words that have resonated with millions of us over the centuries. He says, "I believe, help my unbelief. I believe, help my unbelief. He wants so desperately for it to be true that Jesus is God with us and that he has come with this healing power. But he's so afraid of his wounded heart being ripped asunder yet again. And so his defenses are up. He holds faith and fear at the same time. He's just like the guy with the cloth in the Lazarus icon. That one had enough faith to stick around and watch, but not enough to let his ego defense down. This dad has enough faith to seek Jesus, but enough fear and doubt to not let his defenses down. But here's the beautiful part. Here's the beautiful part. That's enough for Jesus. That's all Christ needs. It's more than adequate. That's enough for Christ to move into action. Jesus does not demand of us perfect faith. In fact, I think it's safe to say Jesus doesn't remotely expect any of us to have anything close to perfect faith. Right? Jesus is no fool. He knows what I'm capable of and what I'm not. And perfect faith is not something most of us are capable of it. And God is okay with that. God is okay with that. I seem to recall Jesus saying, all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed, which is like a grain of sand, a grain of sand. All Jesus needs is a pinprick of your faith for divine grace to just flood you with light through that pinprick, to flood light into your heart and into your life. Michael read for us a passage from Hebrews talking about God making promises. A promise in this case to Abraham that Abraham would be the father of a great nation with descendants like the sands of the sea. And the thing is, Abraham was 99 years old at the time and Sarah was well past menopause. And when Sarah heard this prophecy, it says she laughed in Genesis. She laughed within herself, thinking, I'm way past childbearing age and gracious, my husband is 99. Well, the Lord hears Sarah laugh, of course, even though it was an internal laugh, and he calls her on it. And Sarah's embarrassed about her doubt and even denies laughing. But the Lord just says, you'll see. You'll see. And so the part Michael read for us is the part where it talks about God making and keeping divine promises even when our faith is weak. Even when the magnitude of that promise makes me laugh. Even when I'm covering my nose with a cloth because I don't really believe that God can or will pull off the miracle. Even when the best I can muster in my faith is to say to Jesus, if you can help. It says in Hebrews, God promised. And that promise is based on God's divine nature, not on anything inside of me. Now, this doesn't mean that all my loved ones are going to be healed or raised from the dead or that I get whatever I want. It does mean God keeps divine promises in spite of the mustard seed size of my faith. And a few of those promises are, my grace is sufficient for you when you are weak. I will send the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Come to me when your burdens are heavy, and I will give you rest. And perhaps most important of all, I am with you always until the close of the age. So if you ever get to a time in your life where things are so hopeless, or so disorienting, or so broken, or so painful, that it's hard to believe or even imagine that God will pull off a meaningful redemption, where you're stuck in that, I believe, but help my unbelief territory. First, please know you're in very good company. There's nothing wrong with you. Being human is hard, and most humans go through that dark fog from time to time, including nearly all of our great saints. But secondly, God made you a promise. Now, you may not get the results you're clinging to, but you will get the redemption that God has selected special for you, for your more abundant life. And while that redemption is being prepared, while it's baking, as it were, and you're waiting, Even now, God is with you, and you are not alone. Amen.